Mergers, buyouts, regional hospital closures, and more have been making headlines in the area for years, especially lately. So I asked Dr. Silvers what's going on and if there really has been as much change as it seems.
We've had a huge consolidation across the last 20 years, and I think that's primarily because of the desire to have more market power with pricing. The more essential you are, the more likely you are to be able to negotiate good prices from the insurance companies.
The way you frame that, I'm sensing a but in there about this latest one, the one with Akron General and Cleveland Clinic. Is it the same pricing power motive?
Some of that, but this one's a little bit different. It's mostly fear of competition and the need to be able to, one, dominate the market in a way that would make it very difficult to lead you out of a network, and two, perhaps some network efficiencies and the ability to maybe hold costs down. So I think you're looking at people that are looking at this from a competitive point of view at this point in time, as much as historically they did a market power ability with pricing.
Okay, then from a patient, a consumer of healthcare services, are these consolidations and mergers and so forth good changes, bad, something in between?
You know, the big question is the upside versus the downside. The upside is the potential for more efficiency, more centralization of really sophisticated stuff, higher quality. I mean, those are the kind of issues that people would say would be the obvious things that you want to have. From the consumer's point of view, the nagging concern is anytime you have a market that's highly consolidated, that without more competition, it's not so good for rates. So I think those are the kind of trade-off questions from a public policy point of view that people would worry about.
Dr. J.B. Silvers is a professor of healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University. I'm Tim Riddell, 89.7 WKSU.